Yes, I see that. Thank you.
What about my account?
Delivering.
Sent it, you should have it.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Aaron, are you sure this is legal?
We're just running a test in our security system, sir. It's fine.
Right, you have a sexy voice.
Is there anything else I can do for you? To you?
We have what we need. We're ready.
Guess you just made 50 G's today.
What'd you do to my drive, man?
Man, shut up. I didn't touch it.
This isn't cool. Don't ever, ever touch my computer.
Show no damage, but we're certain this was an intentional breach.
You're saying we were hacked?
It wasn't a denial of service level. They definitely cracked our door.
Okay, open the Black Hat files. I want every hacker in the country who could have done this interviewed now.
Sir, that's close to 1,000 names. For the holiday weekend, we're short-staffed as it is.
Listen, we're the ones who are supposed to keep this from happening. That just happened to us. Get it done.
Sir, it's the middle of night. They're scattered all over the country.
Fine. Get local law enforcement help. Somebody out there thinks they can screw with us. I want to find out who.
Call me that. I hate it when you call me that.
No, no, no. Whoa, you know this guy?
Shut up. Just shut your mouth right now.
Dad! Stop it! I mean it!
Dad, you said your dad was dead.
What? You told this jerk off I was dead? You actually said that?
I may have exaggerated a little bit.
And this guy's what? Your boyfriend?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know, okay? I'm sorry. We'll see. What are you doing here?
You don't answer your phone, you don't return my calls?
That's because I'm not talking to you.
Why aren't you talking to me this time, Lucy?
Why not? But you want a list? How about stuff like this? You spy on me. You come all the way down here, you drag my boyfriend out of the car.
You said he wasn't your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
I thought you said I just was. Shut up.
You are such an asshole.
Okay. I'm sorry I pulled your not boyfriend out of the car. Okay? Lucy, babe, come on, get in the car. Let's just
go. No. Well, both of you just go away.
Talk to me for a minute, Lucy.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed alone.
Damn right you're going to bed alone. Lucy, honey, wait a minute. Just wait, honey. I want to talk to you. Just wait.
Dad, when I want to talk to you, if I want to talk to you, I'll call you.
Lucy. Wait, Lucy. Lucy. Lucy McLean.
It's not McLean. It's Gennaro.
Chicks, right? I'm gonna go.
John. John.
It's Clavino.
Go for McLean.
What are you doing at Rutgers?
You know where I am.
We had all the cars low-jacked 4 years ago, remember? I'm staring at exactly where you are.
So that's not something I would turn on.
Yeah, we did that. John, we turned them on. Listen, the feds have called in a favor.
They're doing a sweep. They want us to pick up some
computer hacker in Camden. Last name, Farrell.
First name, Matthew.
Whoa, Camden?
They tell me this fool came out. You know, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was on my way home.
Just send one of the jugheads from the academy. They'd be happy to go pick this kid up.
I can't just send in a uniform.
The feds demanded a senior detective. The kid's a high-value subject. I don't know. Just pick him up.
Escort him to the Hoover Building in D.C. They had some kind of a computer breach there this morning.
Great. All right. That information. All right, give me...
Who is it? NYPD. Open the door, please.
Hi.
NYPD.
Okay. Oh,
I get it. I'll help you out. Don't worry about it. Everyone gets lost around here. Glad to help.
Hey, I'm not lost. Are you Matt Farrell? Matthew Farrell?
No, he actually does not live here anymore.
Of course not. Who are you?
My name is Daisy Duke. Got a lot of shit for when I was a kid. Please don't add to it. Can I see some identification, please?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, detective. Yeah, that looks real. Did you get that? Toys R Us? That looks great.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that... That actually looks pretty good.
Hi, Farrell. Silly just PDL'd the new copy of the Killzone 9, the one ain't out yet. You want to come check
no,
it out?
No, thanks, though, man. And good luck at the Bad Timing Awards.
Open the door.
Shit.
Can I get you something? Coffee? Warrants? What's this about?
I don't know. Some kind of computer thing. D.C. feds want to talk to you, so let's go.
Feds, huh?
Yeah, the feds.
Been white hat for 4 years. Once you're on that goddamn list, such a pain in the ass.
Play with dolls?
Could you please not touch that?
Like a G.I. Joe?
No, it's not. It's not. It's a limited edition.
Oh.
And...
That's supposed to come on?
No, it's not supposed to, but
It's a lot more valuable when it's broken, so thanks for that.
Yeah, crazy glue, I'm sure.
Oh, Jesus, don't shoot! Oh, don't shoot! Oh,
I bet you.
Ready to run.
What the hell was that?
What?
Did you do that? No. Shit.
I didn't do that. Come on.
Shit.
Come on, go, damn it!
Come on, Paul!
Pull it down!
Come on!
Stay close.
Yeah.
Whoa! Huh? Did you see that?
I saw it. I did it.
Cam to base 10077. Come back. Cam to base 10077.
Cam to base. Go ahead.
Attending speak to you. Chief of your detectives. Police emergency. ASAP.
Stand by.
Dis-lui, toi.
No.
What's the status?
Elle s'est échappée. Trois de nos hommes sont morts.
Wait one. Thomas, we had a problem in New Jersey. Farrell's still alive.
So we got away?
No.
I did send five of you, is that right?
Oui, mais il y avait quelqu'un d'autre.
I'm sending the chopper. Just get airborne. We'll track him down.
Think you can handle that?
Oh, my God.
Breathe. I am breathing. I'm can't stop shaking.
It's the adrenaline. You're just scared. It'll pass.
I'm scared. Yeah, weren't you scared back there?
Yeah. I was scared.
Really? This is you being scared? I know. You seem really calm. Have you done stuff like that before?
Stuff like what?
Like killing people.
Yeah. Not for a long time.
So who are those guys, huh? Why were they trying to kill you? Why'd they blow up my goddamn apartment?
They were there to kill you.
Why would they want to kill me?
You tell me, kid. You're the criminal.
Seven dead hackers so far, none of whom were high on our list.
Collect the hard drive, start sweeping them.
Yes, sir.
Trey. Matthew Farrell. Find him for me.
On it.
What's with all the guns?
Operational prudence. Think of them as hardware to your software.
Morning, D.C. Well, it's shaping up to be another beautiful 4th of July weekend. If you've got any big plans, better get started early, because it looks like the traffic is ramping up. So, here's another golden oldie for all the commuters out there.
What? 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 What are you doing? What is that?
It's Creedence.
Creedence?
Creedence. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Classic rock? I know who it is. It's old rock. It doesn't make it classic. But sucked back then still sucks now.
You don't like Creedence?
This is like having a pine cone shoved in my ass.
Okay, really?
Wow, that's for sure.
Come on, man. I'm cooperating with you.
Out of heading 060, making another pass.
Listen up, everyone. Are we ready?
Transportation hubs are prepped and set.
Begin stage one.
Last time you remember turning on the radio and listening to popular music, or just give me a decade. The 70s? I'm guessing was Michael Jackson still black? Pearl Jam, I'll go back 10 years with you. 10 years. 20 years. Cure? Nothing?
It's called news radio.
It's
trying to see if any of your friends from Camden made the headlines.
Hold on. This is the news.
You got a problem with the news now?
Yeah, I got a big goddamn problem with the news. You ready for this? The news is completely manipulated. Everything you hear every single day is designed by corporate media to do one thing and one thing only.
Jesus.
To keep you living in fear.
Oh, fear?
Total fear. Fear so you'll go out and you'll spend money on things. Things you probably don't even need. Things you probably already have six of, so that their advertisers can keep buying ads on their stations. I'll tell you one more thing. You ready for this? I'll do this all day, man. I got days of data at home. You don't believe me? I'll keep going. I'll drop a bomb on you bigger than
hey!
Not.
What?
What?
Shut up.
That's good. That's good. Beat the Smiths up instead. Right.
Stay in the car, you'll be alright.
Hey, man. Hey. How you doing, you alright?
Don't move. Just call 911, alright?
Green.
Huh?
All the lights are green.
Look,
let's go. Let's go. Right now.
You gotta go?
Let's go. Get your bag, hack boy. Let's go.
Let's go.
I've never been in a car. Come on.
You all right?
Well, very exciting. Here we go. This way. Come on.
Here
we go. Here we go. Yeah, I've been in a car.
What are we doing?
It's a little thing they invented back in the 60s called jogging. You're going to love it. Come on.
Sir, Chicago's reporting a system crash on the L train network.
Amtrak is flashing a level 1 crash in their comm system.
FAA just issued a critical alert. Their ATC net just went down.
Excellent.
All right, everyone out! Now! Now! Taylor, move!
Go!
Move!
Starting to panic.
Of course they are. They think that someone's taking their money. All those nickels and dimes they saved had meaning. Useful idiots, as Lennon would say. Prep the video package.
Get
DC transportation system's crashing, and they just hit the entire financial sector. Everything. All of them.
Give me the Secretary of Trans and Treasury on the line from the chairman to the FCC. Let's go, people. Somewhere, somebody left a digital fingerprint. Find it.
Deputy Director Bowman in here?
Not now. It'll have to wait.
Not today, Waxworks. This is Matthew Farrell. I brought him here on direct orders from Bowman. So if you don't know what the hell's going on, go find me somebody that does.
I'm Bowman.
Video package is ready for upload.
Listen, John, appreciate you bringing Farrell here, but everything's changed this morning. We are neck deep in damage control right now.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, sir. Do you have anything to eat, any kind of snacks around? I'd love, I'm really low blood sugar. And...
sir.
No.
As if an industry-wide transportation breakdown and anthrax scares weren't enough for one day, the stock market found itself in a selling frenzy this afternoon. The Federal Trade Commission believes this panic might have been triggered by a computer malfunction in the stock exchange. What were thought to be unrelated events.
Oh, man, that is all bad.
It's a terrorist attack.
Not as bad as it looks. We run drills to prepare for things like this.
These your suspects?
Were. All seven were killed in the last 24 hours.
My fellow Americans.
It is time to
strike fear into
the hearts of
citizenry.
Ask not.
It's not an authorized broadcast.
What your country can do
to avert this crisis. And the answer is nothing whatsoever.
Our military
strength
is, in this case,
useless.
Read my lips.
The great confident roar of the American progress
and
growth
has come to
an end.
All the vital technology that this nation holds dear, all communications,
transportation,
the internet,
connectivity,
electrical power,
critical
utilities,
their
fate now
rests in our
hands.
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
I don't know how they're getting in.
Thank you.
And a
happy Independence Day
to everyone.
That was creepy.
I tried to find more Nixon.
It's a myth anyway. It can't be done.
Oh, it's a myth? Really? Please tell me she's only here for show and she's actually not in charge of anything.
What's a fire sale?
It's a three-step. It's a three-step systematic attack on the entire national infrastructure. Okay, step one, take out all the transportation. Step two, financial base and telecoms. Step three, get rid of all the utilities, gas, water, electric, nuclear, pretty much anything that's run by computers, which today is almost everything. So that's why they call it a fire sale, because everything must go.
Okay, listen, what's your name? Harold? Keep your voice down, okay? No one here is talking about a fire sale. Not unless you're telling me you helped plan one.
No, man, I'm just saying. Thanks for
appreciate your concern. We know what we're doing. We're on it. Thank you.
All right, you don't pay attention.
What?
Bang.
What?
Nothing. I get it. I said I understand.
Hey, they didn't send the Girl Scouts out to get this kid. They sent professional guys, full tactical gear. They blew the whole joint up. Now, look, I don't know this kid. And frankly, I don't give a shit. No offense. But somebody wants this kid dead. And obviously, it's got something to do with whatever's going on here.
Okay. Homeless taking over the interrogation of the hackers we're bringing in. I'll get you an escort over there. All right? Molina, get this kid to the front of the line. I want to know what he knows.
Right. If that guy knew half the shit that I know, fuzzy little head would explode.
Professor Lazen Johnson, we'll take this today.
Jason Johnson?
That's right. Right this way. Great.
So is any of that actually possible, what you were saying right there?
Possible? Okay, look, I'm going to tell you again. You take out any one thing, the system can recover, right? If you take it all down at once, the system crashes. And look around, man.
Come on. Government's got to have dozens of departments dedicated to that shit.
It took FEMA 5 days to get water to the Superdome.
Until we get to DHS.
Long.
Laughlin.
Get on the DC police van and get him to clear a route to DHS for us.
DC Metro, this is the FBI.
They're requesting you to clear a route.
Farrell just resurfaced on the grid. Feds are taking him to Homeland.
Good. Close that loop now.
Isolate the frequency. Get us a location on the vehicles and pull me up a file on this John McClane.
Brad, we just found Farrell. Stand by for a location.
Look, I don't mean to harp, guys, but we just passed another Arby's and I'm starving. I could eat a wrap.
Shut up.
You don't even have to order.
Shut up.
I'm just running to get some ketchup packets.
Shut up. You got about 14 minutes to tell me why you lied to me back then.
Lied to you? What are you talking about?
The pictures on the wall. You knew those guys, right?
I don't know.
Okay, don't lie to me. I'm a cop. Hell, you're lying. Who were they?
Okay. They were my competition.
Make the next right onto Concord.
They said they were a software firm that had developed a mutated encryption algorithm, and they just wanted to see if it could be cracked. That's what I do. I do math-based security. Here's the thing. The thing that I've been thinking about is if you're going to pull off something as massive and crazy as a fire sale, you need tons of startup guys to write the programs, but only a few black hats to actually implement it. So then, at that point, the startup guys, the guys who haven't really done anything wrong, like me...
would end up as pictures on some guy's wall.
I swear to God, McClane. I swear to you, I had no idea I was going to be an accessory to Armageddon.
Take the next left at Lexington.
And that's a sexy voice. What's she taking us this way for?
Unit 510, oh my God. Dispatch.
Clear a route for two FBI vehicles approaching on Concord.
Copy, dispatch.
FBI, we've got a path.
Or who?
See to the corner of Concord.
You talking? It's
them.
You're saying it's them, then?
I swear to you, I know her. I would know her voice anywhere. But don't say anything, don't...
Just keep your mouth shut for a minute. Hey, Metro, how's your day going over there?
Yeah, gotta be pretty crazy over there. What with all those 587s, huh?
Yes, sir. We've had to dispatch all units.
Yeah, you had to dispatch all units for all the naked people walking around? Cut the bullshit, honey. Just put your boss on.
Laughlin, we're getting off this route. Make a left here on 14th Street.
Officer McClane. It's Detective McClane, asshole.
Don't worry,
Joe. We're going to have plenty of time to get to know each other.
When I come visit you in prison.
But, John, I already know so much about you. Your address in
Brooklyn. The payments on your mortgage. How long you've been a member of the NYPD.
And how's Holly? Well, that's sad. You're divorced. Was that tough on little Jack and Lucy? Now, this is sad. After 30 years, I thought you'd have a better pension plan annuity than what I see here.
Oh.
And it gets worse. Your 401k no longer exists. Tell you what, let me make it up to you.
Box them in at that intersection.
Shoot Mr. Farrell in the head and drive away. And by the time you reach the end of the next block, all your debts will be wiped clean. And your children will be set for life.
Well, that really is tempting, especially that last part. But I think I'm going to have to pass, Jerkoff.
John, you're a Timex watch in a digital age.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, well, the other thing that could happen is I could come and find you, kick your ass, and throw you out of your own party.
What do you think about that, dickhead?
Hold your position.
Down. Come on, get out! Go!
God
the schematics on that tunnel.
The tunnel!
Open the gates on the north side entrance. Redirect traffic. Occupy all lanes. And open the other side.
What?
Move! Hesitate like that again.
You all right?
Stay right here for a minute, all right?
What?
Can't be a uniform, John. Get over to the wall, sir. Fed's called in a favor. All you gotta do is pick up a kid in North Jersey, drive him down to D.C. How hard can that be, huh?
Thing like a traffic jam? Throwing a car at me?
Gonna stop me, huh?
Brad, get in there, get it done.
No problem, Swan. You can't count.
She just killed the helicopter with a car.
I was out of bullets. How you doing?
I skinned my knee, my asthma's acting up a little bit, but whatever. Yeah, I'm fine.
Check in.
L'hélico est HS.
What about Farrell and McLean?
ID, sir. Park behind the transpo, we'll lead you in. Man the gate. You're with me.
Anthrax alarms only went off on 5 floors. Low the engine duty clearance.
I don't know why you'd need to go any further. There's nothing down there but servers.
Man, they're tough and they're stupid. You gotta go to a hospital. Look at you. And I'm not a doctor, but you look like you're hurt.
Yeah. Sexy, right?
No.
Come on.
We don't need a doctor. We need the cops.
He's in.
Get out of the way! Look out! Make a hole, please!
Come on.
Watch out! Excuse me!
Come on. NYPD, all right? Get this kid. Come on. Let's go. Keep guys.
Siamo pronti.
Where'd I go?
Launch the downloads.
Nothing's happening.
Be patient.
I don't know. It's not responding.
Wait for it. See? There you go. Let me know when the download reaches 20%.
Okay.
Holy shit. Kid.
Hey.
Yeah.
Got a phone in that bag?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go.
And here you go, Agent Tavarek. Yes, that's you.
Due to recent activity, law enforcement agencies are being extremely
drivers to abandon their vehicles until they are searched. And as you can see, canine units are checking each vehicle. Now, whether this is connected to the anthrax reports we heard earlier or for some new terrorist threat, we do not know.
FAA just grounded on flights.
Good.
Sir, we have complete access over system networks. Phones, power grids, water, nuclear.
Hey, excuse me.
Jack Perry, NSA.
Chuck Summer, DHS liaison. White House made the call. Anything you need, we're here to help.
Help.
Wow, that's great.
We're going to need some workspace for people. What can you do for us?
Well, as you can see, we're using the space. So you guys can stand in the corner and liaise. If I need something, I'll just wait.
No, don't call.
What? What are we talking about?
They probably cracked that hours ago. If you use it, they might be able to trace us here. Just put it in your pocket.
Sure?
Yes. Or smash it. You have to smash it.
Excuse me?
Hey.
Excuse me?
Hey.
It's a police emergency. He'll call you right back.
Here, ready? You get a signal? Yeah.
This is John McClane for Agent Bowman.
Sir, John McClane is on the line.
McClane, go.
We never made it to DHS.
No, they came after the kid again.
All your men are down.
What about Farrell?
Yeah, I got him with me right now.
Sir?
Hang on, though.
Yeah, I'll hold on. Another day in paradise.
They just swarmed with everything. The whole telecom system. Phones, cells, broadcast satellites.
Blanketing over station.
Can you put the news back on?
This is the news. It's on every channel. Been this way for a few minutes now.
One little piece of code and the world falls apart. It's virtual terrorism.
What?
That's crazy. First time I heard the concept of a fire sale, I actually thought it would be cool if anyone ever really did it. Just hit the reset button, melt the system just for fun.
Hey, it's not a system. It's a country. You're talking about people, all right? A whole country full of people. Sitting at home, alone, scared to death in their houses, all right? So if you're done with your little nostalgic moment, maybe you can think a little bit and help me catch these guys. Just help me. Just put yourself in their shoes. Come on. Okay. If this were your fire sale, you were running this thing, what would be your next move?
Okay.
Well, the whole point of a fire sale is that it's mostly done by remote, right? But not everything is run completely online. Major utilities aren't. They're run by closed circuits. So you could breach the security up to a certain point, but to shut it down, you'd have to physically go there. You'd have to show up, right? You know what? Give me that guy's PDA.
Phones don't work. They're all dead.
The phones are fine. It's the network that's dead. I just got to reprogram it and link it into the old SATCOMs. Hackers surf them all the time. It's probably what these guys are using to talk to each other.
How do you know all this stuff?
Dude, I don't know. There's a lot rattling around up there. I couldn't tell you. Okay. National Power Grid. Gas and electric is divided into three zones, right? Eastern, Central, and Western. Each with a primary hub. Here it is.
What is that? What are we looking at?
That is the Eastern Hub. Now, they take this out, wipes out all the power for the entire Eastern Corridor. But again, you'd have to do it manually.
Let's go.
What, to West Virginia? Yeah, I honestly don't think I can handle any more people trying to kill me. McLean. McLean.
Well, you get used to it.
McLean, oh shit.
Sir, wireless networks are down. I think they're hitting the landlines, too.
I don't care how you find me a line. Come on, what you got?
We swept the whole building. Seems clean. We can sweep it again. I don't think we're going to find anything.
Don't bother. It's fake. This guy's playing this. Okay, get everyone back inside Wyndham Crisis Center now.
Okay, let's open it up.
Come on, get in. Door's locked. Unless you have an extra gun I can use to unlock it. Hey. Hey, don't do that. Hey, you're going to disable it. Wait! Whew. That was crazy. Did you see that? Sorry about that, man. I didn't know it'd come out so fast. Man. How'd you do yours? You all right? What, you would have hit you a little bit?
Sorry.
Oh, no, listen, please don't touch those, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this before. I mean, I've read about it.
Road assist, we've detected an airbag deployment.
Yes, please, we just hit a tree, and my dad is having a heart attack, and I think he's going to die. You need to help us.
Hold while we contact emergency services.
No, he's dying. Please, listen to me. I can get him to a hospital. I can drive. I'm fine. But I can't really turn the key. Anyway, the key won't start. So you gotta start the car first, okay? Please, Dad.
Your name, please?
My name is Frank. And my dad's name is Dvorak Sarzynski. Please just help us, okay? We need your help, please.
Emergency services are on their way.
No, listen to me, ma'am. What is your name?
Dolores?
Okay, Dolores, I don't know if you have a dad, but I do, and I want to be able to say that a year from now, okay? Because my dad is my hero, and right now he is in my arms, dying. And his only hope is to get to a hospital right now. We can't wait, so please start the goddamn car. Thank you, Dolores. Pass me the PDA. I gotta call the Warlock.
What?
The Warlock. He's a digital Jedi. He's amazing.
Ma'am, you're not authorized to be here.
FBI, the suspect has been a security breach.
Can't land here without authorization.
Back then, kid.
Thanks.
What's the matter with you? Nothing else to complain about?
No, just...
What? What's the matter with you?
It's not funny. I'm not like you. I can't do this shit.
You know, what's that mean? Like what?
I'm not like heroic or anything. I'm not brave like you are. I'm not that guy.
Nobody's hero, kid.
You saved my life like 10 times in the last 6 hours.
Just doing my job, that's all. You know what you get for being a hero? Nothing. Get shot at. Get a little pat on the back, blah, blah, blah. Attaboy. Get divorced. Your wife can't remember your last name. Kids don't want to talk to you. Get to eat a lot of meals by yourself. Trust me, kid, nobody wants to be that guy.
Then why are you doing this?
Because there's nobody else to do it right now, that's why. Believe me, if there was somebody else to do it, I would let them do it, but there's not. So we're doing it.
That's what makes you that guy.
What the hell are you doing? This whole floor is restricted access.
We're in.
Good, shut it down.
Guess you were right, kid.
Okay, that's awful.
We got company.
How would they shut down the power?
What?
Come on!
Central control room.
Okay.
Fourth floor!
Come on! I am keeping up. I just want to stop for 2 seconds to catch a breath.
Well, they have these things called gymnasium.
Well, yeah, it's not like they're... Oh,
fairly certain that the terrorists are mobile. It's the only way to consistently avoid signal triangulation. And judging by the amount of hardware they're running, we're probably looking for a large vehicle, most likely a semi-trailer rig.
All right. Tell the guys at Homeland Security we need every agent, satellite, and functioning network they got. Now.
Playtime's over, sweetheart.
Don't. Take your hand off the gun. Hands up. Stand up. One. Now.
Let's go, kid.
You're up.
As fast as you can.
Hey! Jesus!
smooth shit.
I know the bitch is my day. But you, I'll make it.
Just do it with Crump.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
How much time do you need?
Not much.
You done? Are you done?
No, not quite that. Not exactly checking my email here, you know? They ran this hack in VM mode, so I'm isolating their API and just booting the host.
What?
It means about 30 seconds, okay? Not the easiest thing to do when... Okay.
Undo everything you just did. No!
Okay. I'm a righty. I need my other hand, I really do. I'm a righty.
Do you realize what this will do to the country?
Yes, I do. Now open the door.
Okay, good. Glad we're on the same page. You do?
I'm glad you know.
Thank you.
come out?
I'm not sure. I might be able to slow them down, though.
Western and Central hubs are ours. We're just waiting on my end. Hang on. Something's up. All the security's reactivating.
I think someone might be in the market for some cheap Viagra. Why don't you take some of that? Honey, your girlfriend's dead. Why don't you check out our sexy singles that you can chat with?
It's an E-bomb.
Asian chick likes to kick people? I don't think she's going to be talking to anybody for a really long time.
Last time I saw
her, she was at the bottom of an elevator shaft with an SUV rammed up her ass.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Listen, jackass. Your fire sale's over. Just pack up your little circus, or I'm going to come and I'm going to kick your ass.
You have no idea who I am. What I am capable of. When I'm finished here, and I promise it'll be soon, I will focus all my attention on you. You want to make things personal? Fine. Reroute every cubic foot of natural gas in the pipelines to that station.
Can you get Bowman on this thing?
Sure.
Yeah, anyway. Do it.
Now?
Yeah.
Please, no.
It's Thomas Gabriel.
Shit.
You know this guy?
I worked with him. He was DOD's chief programmer for infrastructure security. After 9/11, he's the guy that told Joint Chiefs the system was vulnerable. He was pushing for a total overhaul, but they wouldn't listen. Gabriel's not exactly people friendly.
You think so?
When he tried to go public, they crucified him. Destroyed his reputation. Rose his
He disappeared.
We got a pretty serious problem.
What?
Hold on one minute.
What?
I think we need to get out of here right now. They're sending the gas lines here.
Gas lines? What gas lines?
Christ. Oh, all of them. See that? Those flashing arrows? That's not good.
All that's coming here?
Yeah, I think we gotta go.
Listen, I gotta go. Just find Thomas Gabriel.
McLean?
Let's go finish this up.
What's the point? Man, what is the point?
Knock that off. Come on. This has something to do with that code you wrote for them, all right? Now think. Come on, help us win.
Win? When do we start winning? Huh? Take a look around. Are you out of your mind? Does it look like we're even close to winning? We just got the shit kicked out of us. But you think I'm holding out on you? Something I'm just not telling you? If I knew what they wanted, I would tell you. I would happily tell you.
Thank you.
we're like.
Oh, great, sir. There goes the cell phone.
They knocked the satellites out of the skies now?
No, your battery ran out. Listen, we should go see him.
Who?
The Warlock. We should drive to his house. It's not that far away.
In Baltimore. Okay, go to the Warlock's house.
Hey, you want me to help you? This is me helping you. Okay? Trust me. We gotta go see the Warlock. It's our only hope.
How do you feel about flying?
About what?
You mean like with a pilot?
Just stick it in the round thing.
The what round thing?
Here, put these on. Just stick it in there. That'll work.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid of flying.
I used to be terrified of flying.
Really?
Yeah, took some lessons. You know, face your fears, that kind of thing.
Yeah?
Did it help?
Not really. Is that... supposed to make that sound?
Yeah.
Maybe we should just drive.
It'd be fun. It'd be like a road trip. Just take it easy. They say taking off is the hardest part.
Really? I heard...
To be honest with you, I missed a couple of classes.
You did? Really?
But you have your license, right? I mean, you fly one of those.
Oh.
Hey, there we go. We're up.
That's good. That's pretty good.
Jesus, look at that. This whole area is blacked out. How are we going to find Warlock's house?
It's probably going to be the one with the lights still on.
Power outage keeps spreading. About half the East Coast has already gone down. All right. Put everything on emergency generators. How the hell are they getting past us?
Down there. I see it.
Down there?
Left, down.
Okay, so just let me do all the talking.
Hey, Mrs. Clutis. Is Freddy home? I'm Matt Farrell. This is, Billy. We're friends from space camp. Went to space camp with Freddy.
Frederick, didn't you hear me?
All Baltimore heard you, Ma.
Your friends are here.
Friends? What the? Come on, Ma. How many times I gotta tell you, don't break people down here, man.
I can't see too good. Is that a young bearded Han Solo?
What happened, man? You lost so much weight.
No, dude, I gained 30 pounds.
Oh, who is that?
Oh,
you know what? Doesn't matter. Dude, what are you even doing here? Because you, I'm rocking 5 generators just so I can stay online. And since you're being hunted by assassins, it doesn't really make me think like this visit is very productive or healthy use of my time. And hey, don't touch that, all right?
CB radio? A little low-tech for you guys, isn't it?
Low-tech. See, that, my friend, is an end-of-the-world insurance system, okay? So when the last microchip goes down, I won't be able to stay in touch with whoever's out there, whether they be zombies or not. I'll tell you that right now. What'd you bring your dad here for?
He's cool. He's into the whole gaming culture.
Nice poster.
Oh, what, like you a big fan of the Fat?
No. He's always more of a Star Wars guy.
Star Wars kid guy. Who is this man?
He's my...
Hey, dump truck. I'm not his dad. I'm a cop.
How about that?
Oh, a cop. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Why'd you bring a cop into my command center?
Command center. It's a basement.
It's a command.
Don't help it, McClane. I can explain.
Just tell us what you know about Thomas Gabriel, all right? That's why we came here.
Thomas Gabriel. That's cool. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Get out! I want you out of here right now.
Hey, come on. Just calm down, big boy.
You calm down. It's my house.
You're going to tell me what I want to know, or I'm going to beat you to death in your own house.
Years ago, DOD recruits Thomas Gabriel to be a cyber spook for him, okay? First day on the job, goes into his bosses and tells them this nation's security infrastructure is wide open to compromise. And what do they say? We'll take it under advisement. This dude don't ease up because he's committed, like you read about. So he breaks into a meeting on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, okay? And using just a laptop, hacks into NORAD and shuts down our entire defense network. So they put a gun to the man's head and forced him to stop the hack. Thomas Gabriel's the guy who shut down NORAD with a laptop just to prove a point. You think I'm scared of you?
Just tell us how to find the guy.
I know how to find the guy. He's a ghost, man. He just fell off the grid.
Another dead end. Come on.
Hold on. Wait, McClain. Listen, Warlock. A couple weeks ago, I wrote...
I know, dude. You wrote a mutating algorithmic security code that's probably being used by Thomas Gabriel right now.
No, we know that. Yes. Can you tell us what he's using it for?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out. Here, look. The only security system in the country that I can find currently employing that particular template is the Social Security Administration, okay? But they don't even use it in the main facility. Look, they use it in this building over here in Woodlawn.
Ooh, what the hell?
I know, right?
Right, what? The hell are you guys talking about?
The power consumption's off the charts.
Hot, it's on fire.
Why would there be chilling towers here?
That's what I thought.
Hello. What's a chilling tower?
See what I've been dealing with? Large server farms generate a lot of heat and need to be cooled. Hi there.
Tell you what, guys. I don't know what's in that building, but I assure you it's not social security numbers.
I got a red flag over here. Someone's hacking into Woodlawn. Holding on the host server right now. Frederick Kaloudis. Have a look at him.
Fat bastard.
Playing.
Where is his daughter?
We just got a trace on her cell. You're gonna love this. All right, let's get a better look at you.
Freddy.
What the hell are you doing, dicking around inside my network? McClain?
I thought I killed you already.
I get that sometimes. You think you can, find a track where he is?
Detective, covering the camera with your hand.
Does not turn off the microphone.
Yeah. I know I'm not as smart as you guys or all this computer shit. But hey.
I'm still alive, ain't I? I mean, you
got to be running out of bad guys by now, right? Huh? Gabriel? Honestly, you can tell me. I mean, how's that work? Got some kind of service or something? Some kind of 800 number? 1-800 henchman? Oh, you know what? I bet you're still on hold with, can I get another dead Asian hooker bitch over here right away? Huh? But seriously, all that kicking aside, that skinny little ninja chick, she was smoking hot. New one of those gotta be real hard to come by, right?
You're very impressed with yourself, aren't you?
I have my moments.
Yeah? Is this one of them?
Hello?
Yes, this is emergency services calling.
Oh, thank God.
Can she hear me?
My name is Lucy Gennaro. I've been stuck in here for hours. I've been trying to call my cell phone's not working.
Can she hear this? Lucy, hang up that phone.
Yes, calm down, miss. We know exactly where you are. Everything is going to be all right.
Lucy, hang up the phone.
Please, John.
I'm trying to have a conversation.
We're a bit overloaded tonight, as you may imagine, but I assure you, we're going to get you out of there.
even if I have to come down there and get you myself.
Thank you.
In the meantime, Miss Gennaro, is there anyone you would like us to contact for you?
Yeah. My dad. His name is John McLean. He's a New York City cop.
We'll find him. Just hang in there, miss. And we'll get to him. Very soon.
Thank you.
Well, that's a great girl you got there. Can't wait to meet her. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Come on, John. Make a joke. Say something funny.
Where are you going?
Hey! Hey! Hold up! Hold up! Where are you going? What are you
going to
do?
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to go kill this guy and get my daughter.
Wait, she could be anywhere.
Hey, listen to me. It's going to get messy. You should just stay here.
I think I...
Hey, I'm doing you a favor. I wouldn't bet on me, all right? I'll take it from here. Thanks for your help.
I wouldn't bet on you either, so I figured I'd lend a hand.
FBI, ma'am. Jersey Field Office.
Mind if I see your ID?
Not at all.
My dad's a cop. Forrest Abbott.
Your father sounds like a very smart man.
Kid, you need to get Ballman? Completely dead. Gabriel must have shut down all the satellite links. Shit.
Sorry about Lucy. About all of it. It's my fault. You got into this. This wasn't your fight.
You had nothing to be sorry about. This bitch is a handful.
Are you gonna be all right?
Behave, or I will hurt you.
Oh, yeah? Let's step outside, just you and me. We'll see who hurts who.
You really are his daughter. Tie her wrists.
Trey, Gabriel wants to see you.
Is it that time already?
Yeah.
I'll be back in a second.
showing a breach on an exterior vent.
Go take a look. Don't be long. We're packing up soon.
Hey, guy. Do we have anything on resembling a plan or anything?
Find Lucy and kill everybody else.
I mean, more like a plan, like a way to do that.
Come on.
Okay, according to the layout, the chilling towers are kept on the bottom level.
Thing was locked.
Okay, now looks like I'm getting somewhere.
Okay, this looks like it controls the cooling system for the mainframe, which should be... I can just hack in, trip the alarm, it might alert Bowman.
Someone set off the alarms.
Yes, thank you, Detective.
I can hear that. Find a way to turn it off.
What do you got?
I got a problem. The alarms went off at Woodlawn.
It's gotta be him.
And what's Woodlawn?
It's NSA. A secure facility outside of Baltimore. It's a fail-safe we built after 9/11 to back up all financial information.
The moment the networks were hit, all the financial data automatically began downloading to those servers.
Banks, Wall Street, corporate records, government funds, all of it. Basically a backup for the accumulated wealth of America.
All in one location. What could Gebra do with it?
Well, if he could get in, he might try transfer the data to a portable hard drive. Then he could have access to those accounts from anywhere. Siphon off billions for himself. We'd have no way to trace it.
Or knowing him, he could erase it all and send us all back to the Stone Age.
Why the hell wasn't I told about this?
Frankly, it's above your pay grade.
My pay grade?
How the hell did Gabriel find out about this when even I didn't know about it?
He designed it. It was his program. He knew that hacking your system last night would trigger the download.
That's brilliant. You two geniuses, stay out of my way.
Let me see if I can get a floor plan of this place. Don't move! You! Get away from the back! Now!
Okay, okay.
We've been waiting for you. Waiting for you, too.
We seem to have a problem in one of the cooling towers.
Tower 7.
Tower 7.
I know what's going on.
Tengo subida. Okay.
Sir?
Get the HR team to stand by. We need to get to Woodlawn now.
The roads out are completely blocked. TC isn't total gridlock.
Get us some helicopters. So they've all been pulled by the Pentagon for search and rescue.
Melina, find me some goddamn helicopters immediately. Look, Pentagon has jets flying cap over D.C. Have them send one over to Woodlawn to keep an eye on things till we get there. Let's go.
Russo's on his way down to meet your girlfriend, dickhead. Hold on a minute.
Looks like he's coming around.
This guy is on the third floor. The kid is... Get all that? That's right.
I'm on the third floor, but I'm coming to get you. Kill this guy, and I'll give you my eyes cut.
Bonjour.
They're going after the money.
You coming to get me, John? Is that the plan?
Yep. That's my plan. What makes you think I won't put a bullet in your daughter's head?
Right now.
Because you're scared of me.
Is that right?
You think I'm afraid of you?
Because otherwise she'd be dead already.
You need a bargaining chip.
Stop it! Hands up. If you kill me, I'll never get it open. I could be a big crossroads. Move away. Move!
You know, John, I feel like we've gotten off on the wrong foot. And because of that...
You think I'm the bad guy, and nothing could be further
from the truth. I'm the good guy here. I told them this could happen if they didn't prepare. Did I get a thank you? No, I got crucified,
but they wouldn't listen.
You got their attention now, don't you?
That's right. I am doing the country a favor.
By tearing it apart.
Better me than some outsider... Some religious nut job bent on Armageddon. Nobody wants to see that happen. Everything I've broken can be fixed if the country is willing to pay for it.
Ah, bullshit.
It's always been about the money.
What, I shouldn't get paid for my work? I'm working my ass off here, John.
Well, just sit tight, asshole. I got a check for you.
I can't talk to this guy. You talk to him. See if you can get him to focus.
Dad. Now there are only five of them.
Hang on, Lucy. I'm coming.
Would somebody please kill this son of a bitch?
We have a problem.
There's actually no problem. I think I just got off on the wrong floor.
This is a mess. Wow, I'm truly impressed, man. Hacking every bite of financial data for the entire country would take weeks unless you eliminated the congestion.
That's what this fire sale is about, isn't it?
That's brilliant.
Yes, it is. Please be quiet.
Asshole.
Who are you?
Matt Farrow.
Lucy McLean.
I thought your name was Gennaro. Lucy Gennaro?
Not today.
Can you crack the code?
Maybe. I mean, if I had enough time.
That's encouraging. Take them with us. Let's go.
Let's go. Gabriel, Pentagon just sent an F-35 towards us. Keep an eye on him. Pulling down the go-codes now.
You might want to start thinking about what you want on your headstone, Ash.
Damn hamster!
There you go.
There's still a spider boy! That's right!
You probably shouldn't antagonize them since they have all their loaded guns and whatnot.
Listen, will you just take a minute and dig deep for a bigger...
Oh, no!
Because you're going to need them before through.
Wow, I know that tone. It's just weird hearing it come from someone with hair.
ETA, 15 minutes. Oh, why are you just gonna kill me if I fit sand on that?
Oh, shit. I'm not gonna do it.
Shit!
Robinson is coming pretty fast.
I'm sorry, what?
Something's wrong. Robinson is coming too fast.
It's not Robinson.
That would be my dad.
Hear me. This is your frequency, right? 666.
Come on, pick up the mic, Freddy.
Nobody here by that name, sorry.
Attack the jerk off!
Warlock, I need you to do whatever it is you do to patch me through to the FBI, to Deputy Director Bowman.
You hear me?
Are you serious? You want me to intentionally open up comm lines to the head of the FBI cyber division? I don't think so.
Freddy, goddammit, they have my daughter!
I can do that. Hold on.
Thank you.
Sir, Central's trying to reach you.
Go.
Bowman, it's McClane.
McClane.
Listen to me. Gabriel is
on the 695 headed north in a hazmat truck.
Wait, Gabriel's left Woodlawn? We're headed there right now.
Bowman. He's got my daughter.
Listen, this hazmat truck.
It's a government vehicle, so it should be low-jacked, right? Track that down, it should take you right to him.
Give me the tag number.
All right, hang on. Here it comes. Golf.
Tango.
5-9-2-November.
You got it. Clay, where is Farrell?
He's with them.
Listen to me.
I'm gonna go in there and get Lucy out. But something happens to me.
You gotta send a cavalry in, you hear me?
I mean everybody. Don't let that maniac get my daughter, you hear me?
John, don't worry.
I want your word, Bob.
Yeah, you have it.
Play that.
There's the F-35.
Did you get the go codes?
Trey,
yes. Did you get the go codes?
Yes, yeah, I got the go codes.
Can you connect me to the pilot?
Isolating his radio. Sending him the go codes.
AV-81.
AV-81. This is Marine Air Wing, ATC.
Go for AV-81.
Confirmed terrorist vehicle has been located in your sector. Big rig truck. You are authorized to engage and destroy.
Copy that. AV-81 engaging.
Daddy's coming, honey.
Copy
infection!
Leaving in 3 minutes. You have won.
The rules haven't changed, man. You're gonna kill me the minute I unlock it.
Matthew.
Oh, shit.
Matthew! I really need you to pay attention. The rules can always change.
Okay, wait.
I'm gonna shoot her in 10 seconds.
Wait.
9. 8.
I can't. Okay.
6.
Okay. Stop. I'm doing it. Okay.
He's gonna be all right.
Hold this. You got her? You're sure? It's a nice effort, though. Matthew!
okay. I'm doing it. I know.
McClane, would you do me a favor?
I know the lights are beginning to dim, but if you could just hang on for a second, as soon as Max finishes, I'm going to kill him and your daughter,
and I would love for you to see that.
God damn it. Matthew? 10 seconds. Okay, 10 seconds. You have all your money. You just leave. No one has to get hurt, okay? A few seconds. Stay with me. McClane. Stay with me.
Dad.
On your tombstone, it's read always in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Elba. Yippee-ki-yay.
Be shot.
It actually feels great. He gave me some, what's it called? Morphine.
Oh, you got your merit badge now.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Plus, you know, chicks dig scars.
Really?
Not that one.
What?
Don't even think about it.
How did you know what I was thinking? Did she say something to you? I felt like we had a kind of a vibe.
Take it easy. It's just the morphine kicking in. Besides, for all we've been through, I hate that to beat you to death.
That would suck.
Good to go?
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay, let's go. I'll see you in the hospital. Hey. Thanks for saving my daughter's life.
What was I gonna do?
What makes you that guy?
Yeah. So, did he say anything about me?
Jesus, pussy.
What? I'm sorry, I'm just asking.
Enough pain already. Hospital.